Finally got time to make you another tape. Sent you one about, I guess about a week ago. Hadn't gotten one from y'all in a good while. I guess I'll be getting one pretty soon, though. Today was election day, and a whole lot of people coming through. The company went out, but I didn't go out today. Other guy went out. Had a little action down the village, about 1,000 meters south of here last night. Miley, it's on the map I sent you. Had a recon platoon down there to help secure the place, because the only people down there is a company of popular forces, sort of like our National Guardsmen. And so we sent the recon platoon down there last night. They were set up just outside the village. And must have been about a company of VC down there last night. They saw five of them go in a hooch. And they opened up on the hooch. I think they killed a couple of them or captured three or something like that. Anyway, they got five individual weapons. So they called Charlie Company, put them on the helicopters. They had to bring some helicopters down from Bearcat last night. This all happened about 10 o'clock. And they flew Charlie Company in. And next to the last helicopter they shot down, he was about 30, 40 feet off the ground. They was coming in to land whenever they shot him down. He landed on its side, put all of them in the hospital. The CO was, I was talking to him today. When they came back in, he said that he should have been on that helicopter, that they started to get on it, or they were already in it, and they got off and got in the last one. He said, boy, it really shook him up thinking he could have been in it. But broke one old guy, both of his legs. The rotor, when the helicopter hit on its side, knocked him out of it, and the rotor blade hit his legs. I think all of them were messed up pretty bad. Even the crew was messed up pretty bad. I don't know how the election came out. I don't believe they've given any results yet. Everything went okay in the village today. They was expecting some terrorist activities. They did find a couple of satchel charges down there, but they got them before anybody had time to set them off. Everything went along real smooth. They found, this morning they went through the area where the VC were last night, and they found five crossing sites where they crossed this creek. And they said there's about 20 different sets of footprints at each site, so they figure about a company of VC were down there last night, probably going to blow that bridge at Miley, that new one that the engineers built about 4 or 5 months ago. Probably going to try to blow it, but if the recon and them hadn't been down there, I imagine they'd have got on by the proper forces, because they don't have too good of weapons and don't have too much ammo. They're right on the bottom of the supply list for the Arvin Army. This morning, we sent one platoon down there, and the other one went on down in our area where we usually go. And that platoon we sent down there found a brand new Chacon rifle laying in a trail. So they must have been pretty close on them if they threw the rifles down and started running us. The gunships shot them up, but the gunships thought they had a 50 caliber down there, and they was kind of leery about shooting at them, shooting around there too much. They wouldn't get in too close. I came up here last night up the radio shack and was monitoring the radio. Figured we'd have to go out, but we didn't. That gunship said them tracers coming by him looked big as a softball. That's what he said the last time when he was out with us. When we had to go out, we had a couple of airstrikes come in. And then the gunships came in, he said they was shooting at him something big as a softball. that ship that got shot in was 9th Division. They don't do too much. They just we used to get these other companies that's attached to the divisions that flies around. These 9th Division helicopters mostly just fly mail and make passenger flights, stuff like it. They don't fly any troops. But they had to come out last night on this emergency deal. And I think that was their first helicopter to get shot down. I know I hadn't heard of any, anyway. I got the Gazette today, and they messed up the, when Sharon Wrights and Rita Sue Weaver got married, they just swapped the pictures on them, on what they said under the picture. They had the picture just opposite. And a letter I got today, Daddy said that they said Joe Winkle died, but he didn't. But in the paper, it had a whole big write-up about him dying and when he was going out of the funeral and everything. So I'm sort of in a puzzle about that. I don't know what, if he died and the paper went ahead and, I mean, if he didn't die and the paper went ahead and printed it or what, I'm sort of in the dark about it. I mailed you a couple of packages. Well, I didn't. I left them here for this boy to mail. I was out in the field whenever the package team was here. He mailed two of them, airmail. Y'all should have them pretty soon. Hope y'all able to play this tape on y'all's tape recorder. Because I played tapes that I taped on my other one on this one. It plays okay. But I don't know how taping one on this one will do playing it on yours. But maybe work out. Hope so anyway. I didn't get paid this month. Not yet. They sent my pay down to the 47th because the orders came up on me to go down to the 47th. But they'd already sent in an amendment, so I didn't have to go. But the finance didn't know that, and they sent my pay down there. So I told them about it, and they're supposed to get it up here sometime next week. I gotta really save some this month and next month so I have plenty to spend on my leave when I go on leave. I'm already getting all everything ready. I put my khakis in this laundry. We got one laundry that takes them to Saigon, and they put starch in them. That's just for you. You know, not for stuff you wear out in the field, but maybe you want a parade uniform or some fatigues, you know, starched up so you can go these award ceremonies or something like that. You send them up there. They cost you about 40 cents a set to get them laundered. So I done took my khakis up there, sent them to Saigon to get them all spruced up. I don't know exactly where I'm going to get to go. You have to put down a choice of three places, and then whichever one's available at that date, well, they give it to you. I put Bangkok first, Taipei, that's Formosa, Republic of China, and Manila, that's in the Philippines. I put them in that order. I'd like to go back to Bangkok because I sort of know what's happening up there since I've already been once. I don't know about the other two places. Everybody says, well, it doesn't matter where you go just to get away from this place. When they come back, they say it's the greatest. Every one of them, don't nobody know which one's the best place to go to. Just any of them's the best to get away from here. I know the first, this month, starting this month, you should go on R&R to Sydney, Australia. But they say it's real, cost you a whole lot. The highest place to go now is Tokyo. That cost you around $400 to have a good time over there. But they say Australia's going to be even higher than Tokyo. I know a lot of guys are already putting in for them to go to Australia. I didn't want to go because I didn't want to be one of the first few guys up there and had to try it, test it out for them, I guess. I'd rather go to one of these old R&R centers. Old First Sergeant left yesterday. He's going to Hong Kong. We was kidding him about it. He said he'd probably get over there and get shot. Going to Hong Kong where all that riots are going on. Sure hope I can think of enough to say tonight and fill this thing up. I can. It's about 1:30 now. I gotta stay on watch till 3. And I finish it up and put it in the mail, and the mail goes out at about 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to stop now and turn in a sit rep for the bunkers to Ranger to the command bunker. That's the Echo Company. Now I'm gonna have to call our platoon. We got one platoon out tonight. I gotta call in for a sit rep. I'll let y'all listen to it.
Bravo 36, Bravo 6 Oscar, sit rep over. This is Bravo 6 Oscar. Roger that. Understand, nothing unusual going on over.
This is 35, affirmative. Over.
Bravo 6 Oscar. Roger out.
See, that's all you gotta do. Just, sit here and call whoever you got out there on the half hour. And then 15 till, I had to turn in a sit rep to a battalion that the company out the field is okay. And then on the hour, I had to call all the bunkers. It's really is senseless, because if anything happens, they're going to call you just as soon as it does. But what it is, it's good to keep people awake. Call them every hour. See, I call everybody on the bunkers every hour. And then that way, kind of break some monotony of things, and that way they can't have a drowse off to sleep, I guess, and forget what they're supposed to be doing. We really thought we was going to get something last night. We figured Rockin would kind of get into something last night because of that election and everything, but I don't see how they could. They had a platoon ambushes out all the way around this place last night, about 1,000 meters out. Each company had we just had one platoon out, and the other two companies had two platoons out, and had radar set up all around the place last night. All kinds of stuff. VC would have really had a time infiltrating through all that.